Hello, I'm Jane Evans and I'm joined here by Robin Quine. We'll be bringing you part two of this week's Chatterbox. We'll have news, information desk and a feature about attracting birds to your garden. But we start with information desk.
Thank you to all our listeners who have sent in stamps. The carrier bag is almost full now, so the stamps will be taken to the NNAB for them to deal with in the next few weeks. Apologies, Gwen Bracey, for sending the same recording out twice, but as you said, it proves you give it your full attention. Thank you for your note, Rita Knight, saying how much you enjoyed the Christmas edition. We're only too happy to have made you happy too. Thank you for letting us know about your late return of the recording, Marjorie Fulcher. It is not a problem getting the odd one back late. We certainly don't want to put any pressure on you.
A reminder now about the NNAB Information and Advice Morning. It's on Tuesday, the 24th of January, at the Bradbury Activity Centre from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. and there are free light refreshments. Please come along to this free of charge event offering information and advice to enable you to feel safe and well in your home. We'll start the morning with four short informative talks and afterwards we'll have the opportunity to approach the speakers on a personal level to find out more about their services. The speakers are Stephen Maunder, Community Protection Officer from the Trading Standards Service at Norfolk County Council. There's Angela Jefford, Community Engagement Officer from Moneywise HomeSafe at Cotman Housing. There's Nina Weir, Community Safety Officer for Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. And fourthly, Robert Black of the Norwich Wellbeing Service. If you'd like to come along, please contact Sally Reid on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. And we look forward to seeing you.
And now back to the news. After the grim news we heard earlier, we now have some good news. Olivia Colman, the actress who studied at Norwich High School for Girls and at Gresham School in Holt, has scooped a Golden Globe for the Best Supporting Actress in a TV series. A Norwich-based brewer has won an award for the Best London Dry Gin in the UK. And a group from the Cross Keys pub in Wyndham have been cooking and preparing food for the homeless during the Christmas break. Let's hear first about Olivia Colman.
She's previously won a hat-trick of BAFTAs and now a Norfolk-born actress Olivia Colman is celebrating adding a Golden Globe to her mantelpiece. The former Norwich High School for Girls and Gresham School pupil was among the acting elite celebrated at the 74th Golden Globe Awards. She scooped the award for her role in the BBC spy thriller The Night Manager, but because of acting commitments in the UK, she was actually asleep when the accolade was announced. The 42-year-old, who is also known for her roles in shows including The Peep Show, Broadchurch and 2012, and films including The Iron Lady and Hyde Park on Hudson, had chosen not to fly to Los Angeles for the ceremony. She wanted to be on top form to star opposite Dame Judi Dench in Sir Kenneth Branagh's adaptation of Murder on the Orient Express, which is currently filming. She said, "I can't believe I wasn't there, but it feels like the wrong thing to do, not being there for the first week of a new job." Douglas Robb, who's headmaster at Gresham School, said, "I'm thrilled to learn of Olivia's latest award and offer her my warmest congratulations on behalf of staff and pupils at Gresham's."
For a drink with only two ingredients, three if you include a slice of lemon or a twist of lime, gin and tonic is much argued over. But debates have been put to rest over who distills the best London gin in the UK, and the accolade has been given to Norwich-based Bullards. Bullards is a name which has been synonymous with Norwich for some 180 years, starting off as a brewery in the 19th century. And, under the watchful eye of head distiller, 23-year-old Peter Smith, the gin was made and bottled at the Ten Bells in St Benedict Street. Mr. Smith, who is one of the youngest distillers in the country, said their secret was found in tonka beans. They're grown in Brazil and they have a great marzipan smell, like a Battenberg, he said. Looking forward, Mr. Smith said he was keen to experiment with different flavours, with a strawberry infusion currently being tried out.
Not much can be worse than the prospect of spending freezing winter nights huddled on the pavement of a city street. But the knowledge that ever more people are homeless has jolted a group from the Cross Keys pub in Wyndham into action. The pub closed its doors one afternoon during the Christmas break so that staff members and volunteers could cook and prepare food. They then went to Haymarket in Norwich to serve it up to the homeless and others in need. Gary Smith, the pub's landlord, said, "We were only on the streets for 2 hours and we felt the cold in that period, so you can only dread to think of what it would be like when you don't have something warm inside your belly or something warm to put on. We made hot jacket potatoes, homemade stew, there were 4 cars worth, and not a single person that came to us went away hungry." Mr. Smith said the pub had since become a hub for people to donate food, sleeping bags, clothes and other essentials for distribution to the homeless. He said the idea for the appeal came from a staff member who also volunteers with the city's Anon Street team. This team was set up in 2013 to feed the homeless and distribute donations. Mr. Smith said a lot of people had given generously to the appeal. He said, "There's been a huge response from the local area. People have been bringing in fresh food, bedding, sleeping bags, warm winter jumpers, toothbrushes, that sort of thing."
Bowel Cancer UK's health promotion team is looking for workplaces and community groups to host free talks in a bid to raise awareness of the condition. The 30-minute talk is delivered by a trained health promotion volunteer who often has a personal experience of bowel cancer. Bowel cancer is the 4th most common cancer in the UK and the 2nd biggest cancer killer. If you would like to host an awareness talk at your workplace, email volunteer@bowelcanceruk.org.uk.